And one of your favourites, I believe, Natalie.
Oh, yes, definitely.
Marvellous. Proving that the synchronicity and the planning and the rehearsal obviously pays dividends. And just another song for the radio, McFly, over to Baby Boomers and Living Nostalgia, projecting the 1970s through music radio. Welcome, Brian Rudd. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Alex. Good morning, Natalie.
Hello.
That sounds like Rabbi Lionel Blue, that, doesn't it? Oh, well, good morning, everybody.
Brian, whichever angle you wish to take as principal lecturer in media production, just feel free to go through that. But it seems like only yesterday you were monitoring a show at our sister station up at Southside Broadcasting, taking notes, and here we are here.
Gosh, yeah, I remember that.
There we are. Yes. But Baby Boomers, Living Nostalgia, projecting the 1970s through music radio. Explain, please. McFly unlikely to feature, but probably in about 10 years' time they might do.
Possibly 50. More like 20 or 30 or 40 years' time, really.
Okay.
But then I wonder, one of my points of the paper is that I wonder if they will, because of the changing nature of listening to radio. It actually started out in an odd way from thinking about it. I got into a conversation about sort of things that you feel affection for, things that you remember. And it was the foghorns from the River Humber, where I grew up, just nearby. And I remember as a teenager hearing these foghorns on the River Humber, and, you know, foggy days, obviously, and it made me think of November. And I got quite nostalgic that they seemed to be a sound of my teenage years, a sort of a strange sound. Then it got me thinking about why we think about sounds and we attach memories and particular feelings and emotions to them. And so I thought about music radio, and then it sort of coincided with some changes to Radio 2, where they brought back Tony Blackburn. And then I thought about, well, this is a strange thing. I mean, clearly he's been brought back because people have memories of the stuff he did before, Radio 1, et cetera, et cetera. And then it's the music. So there are several things going on. So I started to put these together and started to think about... So the first thing was I started to think about why we have those memories attached to music. Why particularly does that work through radio? Okay. And three, with the sort of changing nature of technology, will this be something that will always be around? Well, for example, we could have this conversation in 40 years. Will be teenagers of now be able to say, you know, look back affectionately and think about listening to a particular type of radio?
Katy Perry, that's my tip. Katy Perry, people.
Well, the cynic in me would suggest not, but can I just quote? I picked up something from John Osborne's Radiohead, Up and Down the Dial of British Radio, which I'm sure you must have read, Alex. And he was talking about BBC Radio 2. And I mean, I could have taken this from really anywhere, but the one about BBC Radio 2, and he's talking about Mark and Lard, and he's talking about sort of Stuart McConey, and he mentions, for example, that they played an Elastica record, and he says when the show finishes, I switch off my radio, dig out Elastica's first album, and reminisce about my teenage years when Elastica, Blair and Pulp were on Mark and Lard's Radio 1 show. It was the first time I felt I had an identity. That Britpop was really exciting. I was part of it. So even though my paper is about the 1970s, in a sense, even John Osborne's more recent recollections have pinned something there. So, I mean, what I did was I obviously read around the subject and pulled some work from Professor Paddy Scannell, and also Professor Susan Douglas. And what I discovered, based on some work by a guy called Dr. Mark Trammell from the Harvard School, he's a neuroscientist, is that basically we form synapses, and these are reinforced by radio listening. And, of course, what happens is that because we then tend to listen to music, so that becomes reinforced, becomes lodged in the brain, in effect, then we attach a picture, an imaginative picture, to that sound through the synapses formed in the brain. So it's not just nostalgia for nostalgia's sake.
No, we started off the show by talking to a post-Freudian psychotherapist, and now we've moved into Baby Boomers and Living Nostalgia and synaptic connections in the brain, yes, which is great stuff. Coming up, Aaron Craig with his culinary tip of the week, plus, of course, more for Brian. But first, The Thin White Duke.